Hey guys, it's Odori KOKY and I'm by myself today. But yeah, it's time to get started with KOKY number 2. So to start out the show, I'm gonna play Warrior by BAP. Here we go, guys.
What is back?
We gonna rock this!
I'm back. Anyways, to get started, I really want to talk about Alice Stein's new album. When I post this podcast, it will actually already be released, but I'm recording it as of the day right before the release, so that album actually gets released tomorrow. And I've actually forgotten all about it. I looked at the thing, there was like, oh, it's released on the 22nd. I was like, oh, I forgot. I was so hyped about it. I don't know what made me forget, but I really forgot about it, and it's so terrible. Like, me being a diehard Alice Nine fan, I'm not supposed to forget stuff like that, but I did, so. But, yeah. I'm anticipating it. I hope it's really good. I'm sure it's supposed to be really good. Oh, Niji no Yuki's on it, because I really like that song. Niji no Yuki. The whole entire single of Niji no Yuki was amazing, and it's like, yeah, it was awesome. I love that song. Let me think here, because I have all my stuff like laid out on my laptop, and I just closed my laptop. I wasn't thinking, but it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. What else was I gonna say? All right, things that's happening this year that haven't already happened because I'm like really excited about this stuff. The first thing was BAP's debut. Oh my god! If you watch the Odori reviews on KOKY at Ohio Con Part 3, you will see how excited I was when BAP came out. But I can't talk about that because that already happened. So on to, sorry, I like to drone a bit, but on to the things I'm most excited about that are coming up is definitely Alice Nine's new album, which it will be released tomorrow, as I just said. The Gazette's album called Division, Alice Nine's album is the number 9, so it's called 9. But the Gazette's new album called Division is coming out in August, I believe. Let me think. Shiny's comeback. I'm not really sure when Shiny's comeback is. But yeah, Big Bang's comeback. Oh my god. Have y'all been on Facebook or Twitter? If you go on KOKY's Facebook page or KOKY's Twitter or even my personal Tumblr, there is like Big Bang all over everywhere. Like T.O.P.'s blue hair is like all you see. I was like, I seen their new looks for their comeback and I was like, wow. That's something. And it's like, even with the GD's hair, I was like, wow, that boy needs help. I'm sorry. I love GD, I really do, but his hair for the comeback, I personally don't like it. It's just me. I mean, of course, you don't have to worry about Taeyang. I mean, he's had the same thing forever. I think he actually grew his mohawk out a bit. But other than that, it's really just been the same thing for like the longest of times. And I love my bias actually in Big Bang is Daesung. And Daesung has blonde hair and I love Daesung's look. I said Daesung. Daesung's look. Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's so hot. I love that man. Oh my gosh. He is. But it's like with Daesung's new look. Daesung's skin tone, you wouldn't expect him to look good with blonde hair, and surprisingly, he looks really good with blonde hair. Like, I was like, he surprisingly looks really good. I'm so glad he's my bias. He's so hot. And then Seungri's look, I think he has some red in his hair. I seen the photo shoot. I actually just posted on the KOKY Facebook page today. And the photo shoot they did for Vogue Korea, you know, the magazine Vogue. So, it's called Vogue, right? It's not, yeah, Vogue. And I seen they did like a wrestling like photo shoot, and Seungri had red in his hair, so I'm guessing he has red in his hair. But you know how the teaser photos sometimes can differ from the actual look of what they come out with in their comeback music video. Hence Super Junior. I was so totally looking forward to see one's little lime green boxers. Or what were they, yellow neon green boxers? And it's like, what happened? But anyways, yeah. Let's see, what else? I said Shinee's, Big Bang's. Oh my gosh, on the J-Rock side, I already did Alice Knight and The Gazette. But also, Anne Cafe is coming back. I've learned of Anne Cafe's 2012 comeback, like, I think I learned about it in maybe November of last year, and I'm so excited. I think they're coming back in March, I believe so, and yes, I'm so excited for it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Anne Cafe. I really do. I mean, I don't listen to them, like, crazily. Like, I'm not a diehard Anne Cafe fan, but I am still a Cafe Co. I mean, yeah, Cafe Co, and it's like, I really do like Anne Cafe, but seriously, if I really had to go from In Between and Cafe and LC5, considering the whole Miku thing, I would definitely pick LC5. I love LC5 with a gosh darn it passion. LC5 is amazing. You can defer me all you want, but I really do like LC5 more than Ant Cafe. But I'm happy that Ant Cafe is coming back. I really am anticipating their comeback. And with that said, for my next break, I'm definitely playing some Ant Cafe songs. So I guess I'll start with one of my favorite Ant Cafe songs. I like the ex Ant Cafe songs with Bo's doing it. Oh, I miss Bo so much. Have you noticed, like, when a band, like, disbands? It's like, even in the K-pop world, but when they disband, the person who left, or if the whole thing disbands, like, the whole group disbands, they don't talk to each other afterwards. Which is really weird. I mean, like, y'all can be, like, the best of friends, and then one of them leave, or the whole entire band is banned, and then they will not talk to each other. Like, I seen an interview with, Jay Park or whatever, and, I said, or whatever, Jay Park is not an oh whatever, or whatever. Anyways, I seen an interview with, Jay Park, and it was like, what about 2 p.m.? Do you still talk to them? And he was like, no, I don't talk to them anymore, but I miss them. And they was like, who are you most, who are you closest with? He was like, I was most close with Taesyeon, or, I think he said Nikun, but, yeah. I was like, if you miss them so much, why not call them? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, it's the same thing even, like, when Yuto left Screw in the J-Rock world. When Yuto left Screw, it's like, he did not talk to them afterwards. I mean, like, y'all were best friends at some point in time. Even, like, with Mitsuru. Mitsuru left Sagu. They didn't talk. Or, let me think. There was one more. When Yune left the Gazette, there was one more. What am I thinking of? What was I just talking about at first? I was like, they don't talk to each other. What was I going at this? Ant Cafe. Yeah. When Bo left Ant Cafe, they did not talk afterwards. I'm like, come on. The least you can do is keep your friendships. I mean, I love Bo so much. Bo was definitely one of my Ant Cafe biases. Like, honestly, yes, he was so girly. He was a girl. Like, when my grandma asked, I showed her pictures or whatever, and she's like, is that a girl? When it comes to Bo and Hisaki, Mana and Kaya, I'm like, yes, that's a girl. I don't even try to defy it. I'm just like, yes, that's a girl. But Bo, he was so awesome. It's like, I really miss them, and I just wish they would, like, keep their friendships after they disband. It's like, even with, like, Kagura, I'm not sure if they were still talking, because they had just disbanded, but Ishii had died, and oh my gosh, I cried when Ishii died, because Ishii was one of my biases, for one thing, and it's like, I really do like, and I cried when, Kagura disbanded, because Kagura is an amazing band. You couldn't say it's not was. Kagura is an amazing band. I still listen to their music. They're still alive in my heart. Kagura was an amazing band. And it's like, dude, why would you disband? And the thing is, they disbanded on their 10th anniversary. And I'm like, no, don't. They really broke my heart on that. It's like, please. And then Ishii died right after that. And it killed me on the inside. I asked my friend, I was depressed for a week. It's not even a joke. I asked Katsumi-chan, asked Kyo-chan, better known as Miyu-chan. And, I mean, Miyu-chi. Sorry, I'm still learning the Korean stuff. Anyways, I think I've been talking long enough. I want to cry now. So, I'm going to go shed a few tears. And with that, I'm going to play an Ant Cafe song, an ex-Ant Cafe song, one with Bo in it. Because I feel even after Bo left, the music was okay, but I like the songs better when Bo was in it. Like, Bo was so good, they needed two people to replace him. Anyways, here is Snow Scene by Ant Cafe.
Mm-hmm. 世界累了，倔强不再转动，我的明天替我锁，我的心会痛，但路再也不回头，推我向前冲，带我穿越了时空，不管黑夜或白昼，追逐着风，我要眺望到很远的以后，就算曲折的路，我终究能够找对的方向走，因为梦点亮了星空，拥抱整座宇宙，坚持的等握在手中，幸福就会开花结果，因为梦春夏或秋冬温暖我的心，就一抬头全都 是现在这一秒钟。今天看太阳依旧绽放出笑容，我的勇气很够，就不怕风起云涌。最初的梦偶尔很艰难，偶尔摔很重，也无法阻碍我肯定的眼神的执着。因为梦点亮了星空，拥抱成座宇宙，坚持的都握在手中，幸福就会开花结果。
Anyway, guys, yeah, this was a really short show today, but, I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The reason I'm ending it so shortly right now is because it's actually past 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm starting to get kind of tired, so I'm gonna go sleep now. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed KOKY number 2, and make sure you look out for KOKY number 3. I'm not sure when I'm going to release it. I've been so busy lately, but make sure you look out for it. Yeah, and with that closing, I'm going to play one more little set, and we're going to start out with a J-pop song. Yeah, here is Yuya Matsushita, fully, oh my gosh. Here's Yuya Matsushita, foolish, and, I'll see you later, Mina, bye. I'm
꽃도 그리워해. 넌 마치 감옥처럼 네 안을 날 가둬버렸나 봐.
Inside the circus. Edge the head red, the young cobra did the mind. Reason of the chill, so when you go make a poverty. Trick, tap, 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 tap. Nobody can rewind time. Trick, tap, 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 tap. To be cheated, I'm a silly thing. You
said, I don't know, now I'm never gonna say it to my head. So I'm gonna put it in the chat, just to kill away the girls, man. Oh, it's my waste. Oh, she reads you. She receives the wind, and she will rapping.
KOKY bringing the latest in Asian music and culture.